Hello, my name is Malcolm, and thank you for joining me on the eighth episode of Just Trying to Live a Positive Life, Season 2. And today we're talking about the lonely door. Now, even though the title sounds self-explanatory, what do I mean in regards to this lonely door? And where did the inspiration for the lonely door come from? So what I mean by the lonely door is when I go home after a day's work, and by the way, I'm doing this recording right now in the car, in the car park of my job. So the inspiration I pick up for a lot of these episodes are literally in my day-to-day life. And that's for me what makes this podcast very real. I'm not sitting down and writing down the titles of episodes. The episodes come to me, and they come to me from the littlest of things that I like to pay attention to, because it's when we pay attention to the little things, the bigger improvements or the bigger insights or the bigger jump forwards in whatever we're trying to do happen. So, as I'm leaving for work, I close the door. I live by myself. I'm blessed to have three beautiful children. One of them is older, and I don't see her regularly. My two boys, I see them twice a week. But the other 5 days, so I live by myself. Am I in a relationship? Yes, I'm in a relationship, but it's still, early days, and the point is, most of my time I'm going home by myself. I'm waking up by myself. It's an empty place. So the inspiration behind this is a case of, as I left for work today, I'm ready and prepared. Good energy, I'm in a good mood. I've left with good time. I'm very punctual. I like to get to places on time. I don't know if that's cool or whatnot. I don't care. I like to get to places on time so I can relax and do things like now. I'll either read or I'll do an episode of this. I like to be able to relax before I start something. So I leave my flat, close the door. And what jumps straight into my head is going to be the feeling that I have 99% of the time when I come back home. So it could be coming back from work after a really good day, a day I've enjoyed, a day I'm smiling and thinking, this is what my job's about. And then I get home, and then a lot of the time it's that feeling of, but there's no one to share it with. There's no one to greet me. And my energy levels can drop sometimes. So it's almost like being aware of the feeling that I may potentially walk into when I get home. Now, I don't think that's setting myself up. It's just because I'm aware of that. And especially, in the evening or towards, nighttime, depending on what time you finish, your energy levels are usually lower, aren't you? Because we go to sleep at night, early evening, late night, depending. So your energy levels are lower, and that's usually when you feel lower or not as hyped up. You want to be around important people in your life. So, it was that realization that I'll be coming in, be by myself. How will I feel? Will I feel down? Will I feel happy? And, the truth be told, I want that special person in my life where I know, depending on if they're working or whatnot, that they'll be home for me. Or on days I'll be at home waiting for them to come back. Because that's ideally what I want in life. And maybe all that relationship side of things for another episode. But it was the realization that it's a lonely door. Because, yeah, I've got my two cats. And I love my cats. And I find them very unique pets, creatures. It's the first time I've had cats. I've had them for over a year. And they're just very unpredictable. I mean, I can come in the door when I get back and they just walk off. I think it's because they know it's me. They're comfortable. Right, bye. Unlike with a dog, where a dog runs up and jumps up at you and gets all excited and whatnot and really shows the affection and love, cats don't. But sometimes the cats will come up, and I think they call it nuzzling, where they rub their head up against your legs and want a bit of attention. And a lot of the time the cats just want to be fed. But I mean, it's not the same as having that loving human interaction. So it's, you know, the lonely door is what I and many other people, you know, come home to. And this really isn't about, this isn't a pity party or a sympathy episode. It's just, how do you feel for anyone that's living at home by themselves, or anyone that spends a lot of time, even if you are in a relationship, when you come back and you already know that I'll be coming back to an empty place, or, you know, how does that make you feel? Is it something that you reflect on? Is it something that, you know, it's whatever, whatever? But for me, it's, you know, it's that kind of, I wish I was going to come back and I knew there'd be that special person there. And I know I've kind of repeated myself over in this one. So this isn't going to be a long episode. It's just really that reflection of realizing, I guess, what I want in life. And it's never about rushing a relationship. It's about taking relationships as slowly as possible or as slowly as necessary. And I guess my aim is to have that lonely door turn into a welcoming door, knowing there's going to be someone 99% of the time on the other side of it, either to say bye as I leave for work, or for me to say bye as they leave for work, or for them to greet me as I return from work, or for me to greet them as they return from work. But at the moment, it's a lonely door, and I guess depending, I can't even, it's really just how it is. I never know how I'll feel when I approach that lonely door at the end of the day. Sometimes it's lonely and it's fine. Sometimes it isn't. So I guess I'm thinking, how will I feel when I get back today? So it was just a random thought that jumped into my head as I left. And does anyone else ever feel like that? You close the door and you leave and realize it will be you returning to yourself. So how does that make you feel? And how does that affect the rest of your day or your week? Anyway, I will leave it at that, and I will say thank you for joining me on episode 8 of Just Trying to Live a Positive Life Season 2. A very reflective episode, maybe a random one, or maybe a rubbish one. However you feel, comment. Comment about these episodes, because I really do give you what comes to my mind. And if there's no relevance to the episodes, in your opinion, be constructive and let me know, because then, even though I'll always be real with what episodes I put out there, I can always think of how I structure it. And by structuring it, it will still be off the top of the head, but I can think about how I approach the topics, because I want to make these as enjoyable for you as listeners. And I want to enjoy knowing that I'm putting out material that you enjoy. So thank you for joining me on this episode. And however you feel when you do come in to that, come back home and approach that lonely door, don't be too hard on yourself. You know, life is life. We're learning, we're growing, and the right things will happen at the right time if we have the right energy and we're making the right moves to try and make them happen. But always remember, we're just human. We make mistakes. We do wonderful things. But at the end of the day, we're just trying to live a positive life. I thank you for listening to this episode, and join me next Wednesday at 3 a.m. UK time. Take care.